Len Girardi worked as a fish biologist for Vermont Fish and Wildlife for over 35 years. Independent producer Erica Heilman recently took a long drive with him to talk about his life in conservation.
Lenny was the fish biologist for the Northeast Kingdom, and he was pretty famous up here for working every angle to advocate for fish and their habitat. He retired 5 years ago, and I wondered what it's like to look back on a life in conservation, at all the change that happened during his tenure and since. We took a long drive on back roads. He showed me some great fishing spots, which I am not going to share with you, and we talked about his life in conservation.
We're at the access point, yeah?
We're at the Willoughby Lake access. See, there's a little brook here.
Yep.
Comes down, tributary to the lake. In the springtime, rainbow smelt. They run up in the spring to spawn. So we get a call that there was this terrible silt discharge down this brook coming from upstream. So I got my son. I said, hey, you want to go for a ride? We'll go. We got this video camera. So we started down at the lake, and we worked our way up, and there's just this smell of putrefying eggs under this sediment, you know, an inch thick on the stream bed. And it was like, wow, this is terrible. We worked our way upstream, and we get into the middle of this pasture. Much of it had been cedar and had been logged, and all of this runoff from this log job had happened, and there was this dairy farm up there. And I'm videoing and narrating up above, and down come these guys, and they are loaded for bear, and it's the farmer. Basically, he confronts me about, you know, what I'm out there doing, and it's like, well, I just, you know, got this complaint, it's not posted, whatever, and videoing. And he got madder and madder. I remember he had these bulging eyes and this red face. Ultimately, takes the video camera, raises it overhead. I said, I don't think you want to do that. And he smashes it on the ground. Ultimately, we had to get a state cop to go up to try to recover the camera, which we couldn't because he threw it in his manure pit. But it was an example, I guess, of one of the aspects of the job where this matters. The sediment coming down through bad land management practices, its consequences for an important component of the ecology of the lake, and for the value of the fishing.
On a personal level, you look at that sediment on those eggs, or a lot of dead smelt eggs, and you look at this lake even that we're driving by. You feel a personal responsibility to these resources?
Absolutely. It's more than a job. There is some deep connection that I think all of the fish biologists and wildlife biologists that they have to the natural world that they study, that they protect, that they conserve, that they're responsible for managing. And it's kind of special, really, I think.
You're dealing with resources that are constantly at risk. And so I wonder if there's something inherently heartbreaking about the work.
Well, there are things that kind of become disappointing. I spent a lot of time working up on Maidstone Lake, one of Vermont's lake trout lakes, deep cold water lake. And over my 35 years of working fish, I watched that go from having traditional little 20 by 20 camps to having these huge lakeshore year-round mansions around it. And I watched the shoreline vegetation, the overstory, the trees gradually be removed. And I've watched that lake basically change for something that was this fairly remote, one of Vermont's remoter large lakes, to something that I now refer to as, you know, the city of Maidstone Lake. It's like looking at a bygone era.
Lenny showed me dam projects he'd worked on and rivers where dams had once been. He seemed to know every back road that connected to every body of water. Toward the end of the drive, we ended up in a pull-off that overlooked a bridge.
Here on the Clyde River was a bridge that was in need of replacement. And what the agency wanted to do is they wanted to put in what they called a twin cell box culvert right where this bridge is over here.
Right.
So they were going to, you know, basically funnel the river through this unnatural-looking thing. And we were starting to get very seriously engaged in restoration of landlocked salmon in the basin, dealing with Clyde River and everything. And so I argued with Agency of Transportation that that was really going to be detrimental to the restoration of salmon. It was going to forfeit a certain square footage of salmon spawning habitat, which was at a premium. And that really what they needed to do was a single span. And Agency of Transportation didn't want to do that for cost reasons and for some other reasons as well. And right here, there used to be, back in the 70s, a whitewater slalom competition. Hmm. And it was like this really popular event. So in addition to this being important salmon water fish habitat, it also had this recreational component. And I contacted some people in the paddling community that I knew. And I said, you know, what they want to do is put this 50-foot-long pier in the middle of the river. And wouldn't you know, a couple of them actually submitted letters to Department of Environmental Conservation and AOT, basically opposing the original plan. Yeah. And I was at a meeting in the head office with these different players. And I remember it was like the chief of engineering for the Department of Environmental Conservation stood up and he pointed his finger at me and he said, "Girardi, you subverted this process." He was ripped. So, what is your sense of satisfaction? Do you feel like you accomplished something? Do you feel like it was just, you know, spitting in the wind, whatever? Right. If nothing else in my career, I will come paddling down the Clyde River, which I do paddle. And I will come to this bridge, and I will look at that free span, and I will say, Lenny, if you accomplished nothing else in your whole career, you managed to make it so that this isn't a twin-cell box culvert, that this is a clear span of natural river.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.